Hi all, I am Ali Rizazadi. I am Microsoft Valuable Professional for Business Solutions and Microsoft Certified Trainer for Dynamics. In this quick demo, I have to show you Dynamics, new Dynamics AX working environment. For this, I have to download Dynamics AXCTP 8 demo VM on my machine and configured it. Let's log into Dynamics AXCTP 7 VM. Open a new browser window. I select this URL. I want to log in with the system administrator. I copied password. So this is a new Dynamics AX working environment. Here this page which appeared is called dashboard. This dashboard page is configured with respect to users roles and rights. As I logged in with system administrator, so it will show me all possible modules as well as workspaces with respect to system administrator. This window show me workspaces, calendar control, representer date, favorites, recents, and some work item assigned to me. Favorites is a very cool feature. A user can create his day-to-day activity page as a favorite, so he can access it quickly. Recent. If I click on a recent tab, it show me all the page links which I previously access, and if I right side all the work item show me links, show me all the links which assigned to me, work items which assigned to me. If I go on a top menu, it show me a module menu, search feature, change company account change, message window, and task recorder search windows. If I click on a menu, it show me all modules which are configured or user system user logged in user has rights on that. Here is a new search feature which is very helpful to user for searching his required page. For example, I have to search product, all pages related to product. This will me show me all pages belongs to product. Next is a company or legal entity change drop down. Here I can select a required legal entity. For example, I am more comfortable with USMF, so I can change legal entity from that to USMF. So more I can explore this working environment with configured data. Next menu show me a messages. Here all messages shows, for example, sale order processing, new product created, some items are approved or rejected or appear for me, assigned to me for next approval. Next menu show me a task recorder about etc. Other than the very next show me some help feature. Let's go to some working environment. For example, I want to explore a sale orders, so I have to go sales and marketing, click on it, other menu, pop up menu, click on workspace and sales and inquiry. This is a sales and inquiry workspace. If we closely clearly examine this page, it will show me a summary, some tabbed detailed part, and some quick links. For example, if we explore a summary, we said that we explore that it's confirmed to we have two unconfirmed, two delay order line, no delivery change state, no sale order on hold, some no zero order is confirmed and some partially sealed order links, and here there are some other quick links, for example list page for sale order and all customers. We can go there for clicking on these two summary buttons. Other than the center of the window, there are a tab which show me all possible sale order with all predefined selecting criteria. For example, if I click on an unconfirmed, it show me all sale orders which are unconfirmed, which are two unconfirmed. So it will be show us only two unconfirmed sale order. Similarly, it will shows us delay order lines, shows us a favorite contacts. So we can search find sale orders. We can search sale order with respect to customers. And these quick links, we have all sale orders, customer on hold, release product. These are all some quick links for related to sale orders. Let's click on all sale order and explore our list page for sale orders. We can see here our sale order list page. There is a two options. When we click on a sale order, it will show us a sale order detail page. Let's double click on it. This is a sale order detail page or transactional detail page in Dynamics AX. You can see that this part is sale header and this part is line detail or line view. It's a very similar page we already explored in Dynamics AX 2012. Only difference is that it is open in browser. We can some other sales line detail. If we click on an item, right click, just hover over item mouse, it will a small pop up which shows us detail of item. If we click on it, I click on item. A detail page, detail part of a page shows us a bit more detailed about item. Now we can see multi sale order in a new window, or you can say we can open multiple windows for sale orders. For example, if I have to click on this button, which result that this sale open sale order show me in a new window. You can see that the selected sale order shows us in a new window, and the previous window leads to list page. This is a very cool feature. By this way, we can open multiple windows in Dynamics AX 7. So thanks for watching. This is a quick demo for Dynamics AX working environment. See you in more videos.